Welcome to another episode of the Courage to Be the Difference podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Ruskus, and this podcast is brought to you by Business Victories, where our definite chief aim is to encourage entrepreneurs to climb new heights. Today's podcast has been named Unwrapping Your Goals. And as I record this, it's nearing the end of the year and that time of year when we start thinking about what we want to achieve in the year ahead and what action steps we're going to need to take us there. However, know that whatever time of year you end up listening to this, it's never too late or, for that fact, too early to pay attention to your goals. You can download the one-page goals worksheet that corresponds with what I'm about to share with you in the time ahead, and you can get it over on our blog page that is at businessvictories.com/unwrapping-your-goals. So again, it's on our Victory Letter, which is our weekly blog, and it's businessvictories.com/unwrapping-your-goals. And you'll get that one-page worksheet, which will be great to use after you finish going through. It's really kind of a meditation I'm going to do with you today, which I, those of you who follow the podcast regularly know that I love to do meditations just because it lets our mind relax and really stop and think for a moment. So I hope that you're somewhere where you can close your eyes and really spend the next few minutes in really kind of a meditative state as you let everything else around you just drop away and put your full thought and intention towards your goals and these gifts that you are about to unwrap. So as with any good meditation, take a deep breath. Actually helps you to think better, and then let that breath out and let's dive in. And as you think about the year ahead, I want you to visualize that there are six beautifully wrapped presents in a variety of shapes and sizes sitting in front of you right now, ready to be opened. And the question becomes, which of these magical boxes will you open first so that you can enjoy fully what is contained in each of them? Life, there is no doubt, is a mystery, with all of its gifts waiting to be explored and opened to find out the magic that really lies ahead of us. Napoleon Hill said it so beautifully when he said that if you can believe, you can achieve. I don't know about you, but I remember the magic of Christmas morning as a child, waking up and just being so mesmerized by what was underneath the Christmas tree waiting for us, my brothers and my sisters, and just the magic that I felt. So if you had that as a child, which I hope that you did, think of that magic right now when you believed in something so strong as Santa Claus. And I remember when my children were little and I got to relive it, watching them come down the stairs with their eyes just glowing and so tickled with everything that they found. It was really a magical time. And that magic, you know, it might sound, just kind of cliche, but the magic can be alive if you believe in something. So with that feeling of magic, I want you to take another really deep breath. Breathe in and let it out and remember the magic of gifts in your life that have come maybe even unexpectedly along the way. And then I'd love for you to turn your focus forward and just imagine what might be inside of these gifts that now sit in front of you that are specifically designed for you and what you desire to have in your life in the year ahead. Peace may be inside, peace of mind, peace on the planet. That might be something, perhaps danger and adventure inside for others of you listening to this. Creativity might be inside some, and how would you feel about that if there was creativity waiting for you? Something new that you've been longing for could be inside one or more. Something you've longed for years and years may be in another, either personal or business or both. Mystery and intrigue may be inside the tissue paper of one, and changing your routine and habits that aren't serving you might be there as well. Getting the physical health you have wanted for a few years or more could be the most important gift you receive. So there's just so many possibilities, and we're going to break those all down. Remember, the quest here is not to open the right gift, but to really see what's inside each of these gifts we're about to talk about and stop and appreciate what the contents may contain for you specifically. To feel what you need to feel as you look into each one and how they may assist you on your journey on this planet over the course of the next 365 days. I really am asking you to open your heart wide to the possibilities before you. So before you begin the pleasure of opening these six boxes, which if you're like me, there's an excitement that builds when looking at the possibility of opening a present with the mystery of what's inside and what's possible. They are just like your life with so many possibilities, again, to unwrap every single day. So take one more deep breath. There's the power of three deep breaths before you sink into a meditation. And really, let's together think about the last 365 days of your life, because they're going to be included in this as well. And how have they been serving you? Perhaps the highs along with the lows and the changes you want to see happen in the world. Think about the gifts that you've brought to the world. The pleasure, happiness, joy, smiles, and heartfelt love for others that means so much to you, and the love you've received in return when you've given that love. Even from those people that you got to maybe talk to only briefly for a few moments, or it seemed like just a few moments of time along the way. And think about your work, your travels, everything in one quick remembrance of the year gone by. And with that, let's jump into our gifts. And as you open the first gift, go ahead and take that first gift in your mind's eye and open it carefully, because as you will see on the gift tag, this gift is from your health. And your health, as I think we all know, is so important, because without it, well, none of these other gifts are going to really matter too much. Imagine where you sit with your health right now in this very moment. What's working well and what's working not so well? What would be the greatest gift you could possibly find in this box that would make you feel fantastic? Imagine if it were full of things that can make your health great. What would they be? Perhaps a better food diet, some exercise, you know, and in stepping back to that food diet, something you've been wanting to do. Maybe I know one of the things for me in the year ahead is to look more at a plant-based diet. It's not for everyone, but that's something I'm working towards. But what when it comes to food and the food that you put in, that fuel for our body, what would that be? And maybe your exercise regime, you want to change something or add it completely into your health for the year ahead. Maybe you're getting past a chronic health issue that you've been dealing with, and you're really excited to see the vision of not having to deal with that chronic health issue anymore, or finding a way not to have it so overconsume your life. Remember, this is your gift. So what would you find inside that would bring you the greatest joy? Now imagine, what are the steps you would need to take to make sure to take full advantage of this gift of wonderful, great health? Think about what steps you may have been missing and how you can now put them into play. Savor that thought as you move to your next gift. And if you even want to stop this recording and think about that for just a few moments, envision that in your mind's eye, I encourage you to do that, because I'll be right here when you come back. You can hit the pause button, and I will be here, I promise, when you return with the next gift. All right, the next gift is from the love in your life. This next gift is all about the love that you want to see in the next year. And love indeed is important, as it makes, as we've heard many times along our journey, the world go round and a whole lot more joyful when we have more love in our lives. What does this gift from your love have in store for you? Let's go ahead and open it and see. But first, yes, just like you did with your health, think about how love served you in this past year. What was the love given and returned? Sometimes love comes from the most unexpected places. You may have a significant partner in your life and you may not. You know, you may have children and you may not. You may have animals in your life that give you so much love. There's so many places that love can come from. And what is the love, as you think about the year gone by, what's the love that you want for the year ahead? Maybe there's been a void in your life and you want to add to that by doing something. What relationships can you deepen? And what relationships perhaps need attention? Maybe the love is faded away and you want to build that love up again. So again, just close your eyes, put your hand even on your heart, and think about your love and what that means to you in your life and where you want it to go in the next 365 days. And again, maybe stop if you feel so inclined and just hold this thought about love for just a few moments and envision your life with the love that you want to carry you forward. Okay. Hold that feeling as we move to the next gift, which is from your career. As you open this gift, think about what your career has given you in the past year. What were the elements that made you shine? And what elements made you ready for something new? Maybe you're ready for a whole new challenge in your career in the year ahead. Ready for change, right? Goals really do some great work when you are ready for change. Change, as you may know, is good. It may feel scary, and you know, this whole podcast is about the courage to be the difference. But when we use our courage, it can bring us wonderful things. So as you remove the tissue paper inside this gift, what new possibilities do you see inside of it that you want to give to yourself in your business life? What are those new challenges you want to see? New opportunities you want to be bold and take on? Education that you want to either give or maybe receive? Really think about what it is that maybe something you've been wanting to do for years, and this year is the year that you're actually going to step up and do something that you have known is within you to do and you have yet to do it. Is this the year? Is that what you're seeing inside of this gift? Can pause and just think about your career, what's been happening, and what would be your best steps forward in the next 365 days? Again, I'll be here waiting with the next gift. Okay, let's move into the fourth gift, which is wrapped in green paper. And guess which, where this is coming from? You might have guessed it with the green. It's the color of money. This gift is from the money part of your life. And as you pull off that green paper, think of how money has or perhaps hasn't served you in this year gone by. Think about what you're ready to let go of as you peer inside of this box. Sometimes this box can be a little scary because it might not be what we want, but what would be in the box if it was what you wanted in the year ahead? What does money mean to you? Perhaps saving more because you'll have more, or maybe managing it better so that you have more. Paying attention to where it goes and how you spend it. What will be the greatest value of this gift after you're with it in the next year? How will it make your life better and richer? And I don't mean richer just from the monetary value, but fuller, deeper. What can money do for you? And I really want you to think concretely about it, and really with, and the steps that you need to take to maybe shift your attitude about money, we've talked about the career and the previous gift. Maybe there's something you're shifting in your career that will help this part of your life. Really fully embrace that. And again, pause, think about it for this recording and think about it for a few moments before we go on to the next gift. All right, time's ticking, so we must move on to this next gift. And as you look at the tag, who this gift is from, it's from friendship. Different than love, though we do love our friends, this is about the quality of the friendship that you keep. Look at this past year. Could you have been a better friend? Could people that you call friends, could they have been kinder to you? Who stands out? Who perhaps do you need to take a break from? What new friends do you want to connect with more in the coming year as you look forward? Or perhaps make new friends in a certain area. There's a certain hobby, or maybe you want to do some charity work and make some friends there. Like, what does that look like for you? How about enriching your friendship with yourself? Could you potentially become your own BFF? Think about how much friendship that you give to yourself. Sometimes we forget ourselves in that scenario. And being that we're with ourselves 24/7, it's a good place to be in a good friendship with yourself as well. So sit with this, pause the recording, and really think for a few moments about what your friendships have been and what you'd like them to be. We are now at our final gift to unwrap. And this gift comes from the adventurer inside of you. Where do you sit right now when it comes to adventures in your life? What were the adventures you had in the year gone by? Did you have any? Or did somehow the year come and go and you just got caught up in just the day-to-day of life and didn't have any real adventures? And adventures don't have to be some exotic place, but going to new places and doing things you haven't done before, that's where it really constitutes an adventure. They don't have to be grandiose, just what you want them to be. And again, we'll bring up the courage word, that courage really comes into play sometimes when we go and do adventures, because there could be a little fear around that. It could be visiting someplace near you in your own town and city that you've never been to before, with a new friend or a longtime cherished friend. Imagine who you'd want to be on this adventure with. I think the key to fully appreciating the gift of adventure is to think about something you have said you've always wanted to do, then to ask the question to yourself, if not now, when? I'm going to let you in on a little secret of what I found wrapped in my gift of adventure for this year. I have always wanted to go to Paris and somehow just never have made it there. I don't know if it's I've built it up so big in my mind that I've just never made it there, but I've never made it there. And I'm making the commitment. What was inside of my box, clear as anything, is the commitment to myself. And I'll make it to you right now in this podcast, saying things out loud sometimes make them even more real, is that this coming year is the year that my adventures are going to take me to Paris. I am going to stand in front of the Eiffel Tower. I get a little like teary-eyed even thinking about it. It means so much to me. And it's going to happen. That adventure is going to happen this year. How's it go? As God is my witness, I'm making that. So whatever your vision is for an important adventure, make that commitment as well. So just pause for just a moment. We're about to finish up, but pause for a moment and really think about the adventures that you want for the year ahead. Now with your gifts unwrapped, you need to do something with them. And writing things down, right? We can think about them in our mind's eye. And that's important to start that vision there. But, you know, statistically, writing it down just makes it happen so much more. And having an action plan of how to get those gifts in your life now really take the time. I encourage you to take the time to do that. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, if you go to businessvictories.com and on our blog page, which is again, businessvictories.com/unwrap your goals. And there's a hyphen between the words unwrap your goals. You will be able to download free a PDF. We're not even asking you for your email or anything. Just, I want you to have this just so you can quickly jot this down as you're thinking about it and really making commitments to do it. I urge you to pay attention to the gifts that surround you right now and keep these words from the Greek philosopher Seneca in mind. And he said that a gift consists not in what is done or given, but in the intention of the giver or the doer. It's your intention and the actions that you take that will take you there. And I would love if you feel so compelled to share that with me, you can email me directly. My email is Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, at businessvictories.com. And I would love to know and support you in that goal that you have for the year ahead, that gift that you're ready to give yourself in the year ahead. Know also that at the end of the day, it's the gratitude that you feel in your heart and in your soul that is the most precious gift to unwrap of them all. Open it often and open it wisely. The simple act in itself of appreciating what you have right now, the gifts in front of you right now, will, I promise you, give you the courage to be the difference, as we talk about in this podcast. I want to thank you for joining me here today. And if you like this podcast, either as I shared, email me at Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, at businessvictories.com, or leave a note here wherever you're listening to the podcast, leave a comment. And if you know someone who could use some encouragement, my gosh, can't we all, in seeing bluer skies ahead, please pass this podcast along to them. And until next time, here's to having the courage to be the difference.